You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Our humanitarian caravan will try to reach San Juan Copala. Two human rights activists were killed and others were injured in April as they were traveling in a humanitarian caravan that was bound to the autonomous municipality of San Juan Copala in Oaxaca, Mexico. After this massacre, people will try once again to break the repression fence on June the 8th. So they are organizing a new caravan that will include representatives from several Mexican states and members of international organizations to bring food, coal, and other basic products. We interviewed Beatriz Casas of the Regional Human Rights Center Bartolomé Carrasco from the city of Oaxaca. The organization is preparing this new attempt to break the blockade that the Oaxacan community is suffering. She said that there is no water or electricity in San Juan Copala and that all education activities are stopped as a result of the repression in the autonomous municipality. The people there do not have basic food to live, so they are launching this call for a new caravan, an open call where they ask several human rights networks to coordinate the caravan. Beatriz Casas also said that this new humanitarian caravan will have the coverage of local and international media and that the European Union demanded the necessary guarantees as a result of the incidents happened in April when activist Betty Carino was killed in an ambush by paramilitary groups. The crimes against the caravan in April led to filing legal cases before the federal court. Authorities of the state of Oaxaca have admitted that their jurisdiction ends where the arms of irregular groups linked to mining and large state rule, so justice is quite blurry. I believe that this gives a good idea of a government when it recognizes that it has no authority in certain territories, says Beatriz Casas. She said, quote, I'm a lawyer and I know about these proceedings. I think the state is not paying attention. It is not addressing the case as it should, end quote. Meanwhile, the community is going through a state of siege. It was reported that on Tuesday, the 8th of June, will be a day to remember it by the indigenous communities of Oaxaca. Solidarity is the biggest expression of love. In a press release, they also demand the basic guarantee so that the humanitarian caravan arrives to destination with all the supplies. We demand the state and federal governments to take responsibility and guarantee the free transit and security of the caravan and of our fellow people of San Juan Copala, says the Council of the Autonomous Government of the Triqui Community. We hold you responsible for any act of provocation that this humanitarian mission may suffer because your attitude is letting the hired assassins and its criminal group to intimidate with total impunity.
You're listening to Real World News.